the costs once you're here are lower for the production, whether it's taxes or just the general costs of doing business. They're lower here and in other places than they would be in L.A. even if you stayed home.
You know, and that's the balance. Is it cheaper to fly to Georgia and try to ship out and cobble together the trucks and cables and lights and personnel do you need, or is it cheaper to stay here in L.A. with our tax credit that we have right now and have everything at your fingertips? That's the balance that these accountants do, and that's what went into our tripling of the film tax credit. But the second reason why this is extremely important for L.A., and actually why it's important for places like Georgia, is over time, our talent does move if it's lured away. Over time, those logistics become pre-positioned. It's almost like an army. We flew out a bunch of stuff in the Gulf War, right, in the 90s to do that war in 1991. We left some of it there so we wouldn't have to fly it out a second time. It's the same thing with the movies. I'll tell you a story. I visited a prop house owner in Sunland. That's in our San Fernando Valley. His grandfather started the business, then his father ran it, and now he's doing it. He wanted to leave this business to his son, and his son is working in the business, but he opened the business's second branch in Atlanta. And his other son is now looking at opening a third branch of his business in London. Those guys aren't coming back once they've set roots like that. So we're trying to fight back and prevent those roots from growing in your state and other places.